good fight. And but anyhow, just like I'm sitting in my living room, and this preacher is preaching, and I don't even know what the guy's preaching, actually. And I had asked the Lord for the name of this church, because I could have named it a lot of stuff. I mean, I could come up with a lot of stuff, you know. And I'm sitting there, and the guy's preaching. Now, I'm listening to him preach, and there's an anointing, and I'm kind of drawn to him. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and the Holy Spirit said, Faithway Christian Center. I jumped up, and I'm like, glory to God. Glory to God. Tracy, what is it? I said, God, just give me the name of the church. And why I'm saying that is, see, I was expecting God to give me the name of that church. I wasn't just expecting it. I was not expecting it in my living room. Be honest with you, I thought I'd probably get it while I was on a three-day fast or something, you know. But there was an anointing on the minister when he was ministering, and that anointing caused me to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what happens to us when we're fighting the good fight. Faith is a good fight. You know, I've been in natural fights back before I got saved and lost some of them. That's not a good fight. To lose is not a good fight, you know. You get broke bones and black eyes and busted nose, all kind of stuff. That's not a good fight. That fight will make you angry. That fight will make you bitter. That fight in the natural, you know, you'll hold grudges. I mean, you'll set plans to get back. But the good fight of faith is over here in the supernatural side, it's a winning fight. God give us His Spirit, the spirit of faith, the measure of faith, and then give us the Word so that we can live in victory here. Not that we won't go through things and suffer loss at different things, but it gives us, He gives us His Spirit of faith, and then He gives us the Word of God. I was thinking about it today. I was thinking how that I didn't have a lot of knowledge. You know, all I knew is I got saved, you know, and I'd really not ever went any deeper than that, you know, far as hearing the Word, or didn't know you're supposed to grow, I didn't know there was a good life in there to where, you know, you don't have to be oppressed, you don't have to be in fear. I didn't really know all that, but I set out to seek God. And when you set out to seek God, you're in faith. I mean, when you go out, I found out that I was made up of my mind, my will, and my emotions. We're triune beings, spirit, soul, and body. And my mind and my will and my emotions are involved. And God give us emotions. I mean, He did. We're created in His image and likeness. But how many knows that God is not moved or controlled by His emotions? We can please God. We can displease God. The Bible says when we're in faith, we're pleasing to the Lord. And so we have emotions and feelings, but we are to be moved by our inward man. And the more that we grow in the Word of God, the more that we put the Word in there and we renew our mind to the Word of God, the more that our emotions will be under our control. The more that we renew our mind to the Word of God and exercise, not just knowing, but like James said, he said, be doers of the Word of God. So I found out, you know, I started finding out things that my mind, I could control my mind. Whether I wanted to believe God or not believe God, whether I wanted to engage in faith in my walk, everyday walk, or whether I didn't want to. A lot of times our natural man, our flesh man, don't want to engage in a fight. It don't, until we get it trained. Once we start training ourselves to fight the good fight, to walk in faith, you know, once we do that, we start gaining inward victory to where things don't cause us to be controlled by our emotions anymore. We're more controlled by the Spirit of God. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit or moved by the Spirit or open to the Spirit or yielding to the Spirit, these are the sons of God. And to combat emotions and all of that, see, Now my will is more to want to do the will of God now than it ever has, you know. Now back before I started renewing my mind and walking, you know, walking more carnally minded than I was spiritually minded, I wanted to do my own will more than I wanted God's will. But I found out the more that I put the word in and listened to preaching and fasting and praying and seeking the Lord, the more that I wanted to know the will of God, the more that I wanted to do the will of God. And I found out that I was not supposed to be oppressed. You know, I found out that that was of the enemy. That was part of the flesh man. That was part of the old carnal nature of man. And Jesus spoke to me one time and he said, you never have to be dry spiritually again. You know, I'd never heard that statement. I mean, because I'd heard Christians go through their, you know, depression, and they go through, and ministers go through, and they get oppressed because there's not many coming. I mean, and I would hear them, you know, you're just going to be down at times. But when the Lord spoke to me that, I thought, I need scripture for that. And the woman at the well, he told her, he said, drink of this water, and you'll thirst again. He said, but drink this water, and you will never thirst again. And then the Lord carried me to another scripture where it says, draw out of the wells of salvation. Draw. I mean that, you know, and you know what drawing is? You're doing it tonight, part of it. Coming to church. You know, reading our Bible, listening to preaching. And, you know, and I used to do a lot more of it that I'm fixing to go do some more of it. You would hardly ever see me riding 2 or 3 hours without some sermons on. Because time, I, you know, when God began to minister to me here in the last month or so, personally to me, to manage time, manage my time. So if you decide to take an hour of your time a day and listen to preaching and read your Bible, you're managing that time. And you are the great, you the Word of God in you is the greatest investment you can make. Getting the Word of God in you to where you think more like God thinks. Just like my marriage gets attacked, praise God, I think like God thinks. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And I start letting it come out of my mouth before I start letting the emotions get to me. Used to, I would feel it and all that, and then I would dwell on it and think about it, you know, and then before you know it, I felt like, well, I've won up till now, but, you know, it's just too bad, or whatever the case might be. And now, to the point to where Travis, he's 15, and I'd worked on that Johnny, and, you know, and worked on it and worked on it, and then she wants a divorce. You know, she's leaving. So she packs her little bag, and out she goes. Gets in her truck, and Travis, ain't you going to go after Mom? And I said, nah, I'm not. But this time was different. See, I'd renewed my mind, and I thought, I'm not going to yield to the way I feel. I'm not going to yield to the enemy. I'm not going to be moved. You know, we sang the song in church, I shall not be. Well, we need to do that when the trouble comes, when the attack is on. Well, you know what happened because I didn't move? See, I'm the man of the house. I'm the one that stands in a place of authority in that if I'm not moved, then he can't get my family. He just can't do it. He can attack and all of that. And I mean, just like me and Teresa, we're in covenant. If you're married, y'all are in covenant. And y'all are in covenant with God. And so nothing can come and break that covenant but me. I can yield and lay it down. I can lay the covenant down and quit fighting. Or I can pick it up and say, glory to God, no weapons. And, you know, she went up there to Arab, Mac, and I mean, you never see them motels slap full. I mean, there was not one room at a motel in Arab. They're all full. I believe when she decided to get up and go to a motel, I believe the angels and all that began to move, and people decided, I want that motel and that. I don't know about all that, but I can't prove that. But in my heart, when she come back, I thought, Lord of God, this works, man. And I was still just as happy as I was before she left. And when she came, I was just as happy. Because I knew that it was going to work to my good. See, that's where we got to be and work on in every area to where we are not moved by the things that comes our way. Because once you win one trial, there's another trial coming. But you know what? They build us stronger if we stay in faith. If we don't, we suffer. If we don't, and one of the ways, I just don't have no faith. That is not scriptural. You got to believe you got faith, because the Bible says He give every man the measure of faith. So you got to get up on that and say, nope, I might feel faithless, bless God, but I got the faith of God. I've got it on the inside of me, and you renew your mind to that, and you say that, and you think that, and all of that, and before you know it, you'll be walking in what you already got, utilizing it. Utilizing it. Faith is a tool. Faith is a tool that you can use for your joy. You see, I used to think back yonder when because I was raised in a family, a big family. You know, when all of us was home, I mean, we didn't have enough to eat every month. I'm just being honest with you. Ration, man. I remembered, you know, and all of that stuff, you know, and all of that. And so I had that mentality when I came into the kingdom. I just still had it, you know, that mentality. I remember thinking, when I get enough money, I'll be happy. You know, when my marriage goes 7 years, 8 years, I'll be happy. Well, 7 years went by and you can still be unhappy. See, because substance and people and things is not where that's satisfaction comes from. Money don't satisfy the inward man. Your wife don't satisfy your husband, your inward man. Your kids don't satisfy your inward man. Your kinfolk, they can't satisfy that inside of you and me, all of us, that are born again. Only God, only His presence, only His anointing, only His grace fulfills. And then everything else is good. Everything else, we can enjoy money, we can enjoy our flowers, we can enjoy church, and we can enjoy the things of God when we're walking in faith. I can enjoy going to work tomorrow. When I start dreading it, I'm thinking, that's unbelief. This is the day the Lord's made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, you strengthened me to work. See, that's what you got to do, whether it's washing dishes, doing the clothes, or coming to church. I told the Lord, when I have a hard time hearing the Lord or picking up on the Lord, I kind of dread coming to church. You didn't know that? Well, I'll let you do next Wednesday night and ask the Lord, just don't speak nothing to him. You'll be like, I can't go, God. Oh, God, church is just 2.5 hours. I won't make you experience it. But you know what? I walked through that. It don't happen to me now, but it used to. But once I adjusted to having to rely on God, well, then I'm satisfied. If I don't have nothing, bless God, I don't care. I've started to just tell Beth, don't put a scripture in there. Bless God, just don't do it. I'll just quote it, and then you can pick up on it and all of that stuff. Why? I'm confident that He will show up, and He will minister to us. He will use me because I'm yielded to Him in faith going on. And I told the Lord this evening, I'm in the chair, and I said, thank you, Lord, for church tonight. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for church tonight. It's going to be awesome tonight. God, you're going to, by your Holy Spirit, while I'm preaching, they're going to be enlightened in their inner man by your Spirit. They're going to be strengthened in their inner man by your Spirit, praise God. And I believe y'all young teenagers ought to be getting your Bible, and you ought to be getting on fire for the Lord. You ought to be reading that Word, and that Word will start burning on the inside of you. Like Him, shut up in my bones. Teresa told me here a while back, she said, I can't hardly wait to get to God Munchie's doing Sunday school. Oh, I mean, I'm like, she used to be like, oh, maybe Munchie will do it, I guess. She never been that bad. But you know what? She was like, man, Man, I got to wait another week. Got to wait another week. You know why? I said, I go in there, what are you doing? I'm reading the Bible. Go in there, what are you doing? I'm reading the Bible. What are you doing? I'm reading the Bible. I go in the house, what's on? Preaching. What are you doing now? I'm still studying. Well, she's getting on fire. Getting that, I mean, she ain't trying to make herself do it. She's just getting into the Word. Anybody that does that, anybody that gets into the Word. I remember when we was going through some great financial trials in 2007-8, and I don't believe in losing. And I get my thinking based on the Bible. He said, no man leaves mother, father, Jesus said it, land, brothers and sisters, for my sake and the gospel's to lose anything. All that means is me and you put him first. That's all. That's all that means. Get up in the morning, talk to him. Let him start your day out praying. Thank you, Lord. If you don't do nothing but get up and say, thank you, Lord, this is the day that you have made and I will be rejoicing in it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm strong today. Talk to him. Say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life, God. But thank you, God, what you're going to do. I told the Lord because of believing him and increase in business, oh, I've had some long hours the last few days. Not just work. Then I come home and Teresa's on a mission to get a bedroom finished. I've been 8 and 9 at night. I was laying in the floor, Mac. I was laying down there in the floor. Boy, I'm getting her. And I said, I told her when she said, let's do the trim. So I said, this is going to take a minute. But I'm just picking up the generation minute. People say, they ain't seen me in 10 years. I say, well, I ain't seen you in a minute. And I'm like, a minute? What does that mean? That's been 10. I told one, I said, it's been 10 years. That ain't a minute. So I'm picking up on that, man. A minute, you know. I mean, I like it pretty good. See you in a minute. That means 10 years later. See you in a minute. So I'm laying there, you know, and telling the Lord, Lord, strengthen me, Lord. Oh, strengthen me, Lord. It was like this woman had a mission to get this done before the grandkids come. And I'm like, good Lord, they're going to come the rest of their life. They'll even help us, man. Let's just calm down over here. And she tells me, why don't go in it like a bull. You know, but when it's her vision, let's get her done. She told me yesterday, she said, we might could do this for you, take you out tomorrow. And I said, you do know tomorrow's Wednesday. You don't work me late for church, hallelujah. You know, but I told the Lord, Lord, I thank you for your strength, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that what I'm doing is going to satisfy others, God. God, I can go through a little bit to make the grandkids like their little room, you know. Well, the Bible says more blessed is it to give than to receive. And I've learned through the scriptures, you know, that just like it says, more blessed to give than it is to receive. The more that I'm like God in that way, the more satisfied I am inwardly. I know that's contrary to the world. The world thinks if they can get enough pontoon boats and this and that, they're going to be happy. They think if they can just save enough money that they won't have to live broke in their latter years. And they work hard, and a lot of them, if they don't trust God, they get up and their dreams are shattered. But if Jesus is our source and he is our strength in everything, no matter what happens in the natural realm, we still have the victory. Because we know that he can do it again. I'm having to ask him now, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to learn how to manage. I know how to manage time. But I know if he's telling me that, that means that I can be sharper on it. That means that they can supernatural help me. And I mean just, you know, things get done efficient. And I mean not have to be prolonged, wear you out. But you know what I got to do? I've got to go deeper. I've got to go deeper in. I don't have to. I don't even like to use that word. I'm going to. I want to. I want to be strong. I want to go in. I want to enjoy. I told the Lord today, I said, thank you, Lord. You've increased the work and all that, Lord, and I'm going to enjoy, according to your word, the works of my hands. See, you got to utilize the scriptures. I'm going to enjoy building my fence for them cows. Aubrey, well, I've said it for 3 years. I need to sell them calves. Well, they're being good cows right now. They're not getting out. They're not, I mean, they're just grazing. They're just not causing me no trouble. So I hadn't been saying it too much. And so Aubrey goes and tells Dad, Travis, Papa said he needs to just get rid of them cows. Travis, he'd been saying that for 3 years, baby. He's not selling the cows. Well, when the trial's over, Mac, I like them. Well, see, I got to come to the place where I enjoy them whether I like them or not. That's a place of inward satisfaction through believing what the Scripture says. Now, see, all of us need to be hearing more preaching than just Sunday here, or Sunday morning, and Sunday night, and Wednesday. That is not enough. If it was enough in your natural man, let's just eat on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday food. Dude, we wouldn't be back Friday, Saturday. We'd be getting weaker and weaker and weaker. We see, that's what happens to us spiritually. I mean, you know, the more that we grow up spiritually, the more that it takes to sustain us and to cause us to grow more. I mean, one sermon a week church was enough for me. Just if I can get to church, woo! I mean, I believe on Wednesday night, good Lord, I got to get to church. I'm about half dead. This world's beating me down. And that's where my faith was. That's where my faith level was. And I would get to church, and glory to God, I'd go back in preaching Thursday morning. Oh, I'm ready again. Black God got filled up. I thought this is evening. I thought, God, we're going to get our feeling, midweek feeling of your spirit. But you know what? I kept in that word and in that word and meditating on that word and telling that devil shut up and renewing my mind to the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I found that my need for the church, and I'm not against church. Y'all know that. My need for it got smaller and smaller and smaller because my strength was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. But I didn't let it take away from that because I know what the Scripture says. It's Him that puts us in the body as it pleases Him. Forsake not, so I didn't get warped up and all of that stuff, you know, and I stayed in the church. And then before you know it, I wasn't going to church to try to get strength. I was going in there testifying. Whoo! And Teresa would be like, God, I live with Him. I'd stand up and testify, the whole church would stand up and clout and shout and holler and I'd be like, what's wrong with these people, man? You know? And then Teresa would be like, good Lord, I live with Him, man. I don't know, He sets y'all on fire, but He don't mean. But all that was happening is I had my little New Testament, pocket New Testament. And I'm on break. I'm not over there listening to their dirty jokes and listen to them gossip about everybody and listen to them talk about the bosses and all they don't like about the jobs. And I quit sitting listening to all that stuff and I started reading my Bible. That's where I found out where the Bible says, let a man work with his hands that he would have to give to those who need it. And I'm sitting there thinking, nah. I don't like that either right there, man. Work all week long just so I can give it to people. Are you serious? You know? But that's, I started learning that, you know, in the Bible. What was I doing? Reading the Bible. I was reading the Bible. I was using that time, you know, to renew my mind to the Word. I didn't even know I was doing it, to be honest with you. I mean, I didn't think, if I just get my mind renewed, I'm going to be this warrior. That's not what I was thinking. You know, I was thinking, be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the... And I didn't know till about 2010 that word prove means that I'll have God's will. I didn't even know it. But I was doing it, don't even know it. I would prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. You know, I would have it in my life. That's what it meant when I looked it up. So, pour in the Word of God. I mean, we got a library if you need books. How many of you read, April? 80. Oh! She done outrun me. I ain't read 80 books out of there. Bravo. That's why God's got you up there preaching to them heathens up there a bunch. He needed somebody in that place. Well, she's a woman. What's that got to do? He can use a donkey in the Bible. Right? We need to get off this religious stuff. If men won't, look how many, there's more women in here than men. If men won't stand up, Jesus will preach the gospel through whoever he wants to. There's more women in ministry right here than men because they don't want no extra task. Not you, I'm just. God, I'm doing enough. Yeah, that's why you wore out. God may be wanting you to do more and step up to a level in faith where you got to believe him, where you got to believe him for strength. You got to believe him for wisdom. I told Johnny, I said, Johnny, start us off. Now, I endeavor to be led. I don't, you know. I told him, Lord told me to let Samantha last week. She wants to preach. So I told him, I said, Johnny, I said, better start off service. Can't let Samantha. I said, she wants to preach. Now, I was just being funny. But it was anointed. It was anointed, praise God. But you know what, praise the Lord? I mean, you hear what she's doing, going down the road, listening to music. I mean, you know, doing those things, you know, that those things, we need to hear it. Because if we feel like we're the only ones going through, only ones got troubles, and, you know, we feel isolated and we feel all alone, and God don't want us feeling like that. We are never alone. The Holy Spirit is with us day in, day out, night and day, and he is there to minister grace and faith to us if we turn it on. He's there with a spigot, man. I mean, he'll just turn on Revelation. He searches the heart and mind of God for Mac. He searches the heart and mind of God for me and you, Johnny and all of y'all. And so he knows the heart and mind of God. And then when we get in that place, he imparts the will and mind of God. He deposits it or brings it to life by the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And you know what, praise God? I mean, you can be stronger and stronger every day. You don't have to feel it. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of God's Christians, they're wore out. They're wore out, and it's not God's fault. In your own strength, you'll wear out. In your own figuring out how to make life good, you will wear out. And it'll let you down. This world system will let you down. People will let you down, and I'm telling you, they don't mean to, and you know, and all of that stuff. But I'm telling you, God is a faithful God. He is faithful. Give me that scripture, 1 Timothy 6, I guess, Beth. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. But he said, fight the good fight. Faith is a good fight. I stood, like I was talking, I didn't finish out the story about Johnny. He was a Sunday morning Christian. Every now and then. If everything wasn't good, Johnny wasn't here. Hilltop mentioned his name. You know, go up there and find some parts. I don't know. He wouldn't be here. But something started happening to Johnny. Johnny gave God a little bit on Sunday morning. And then before you know it, you'd see him Sunday night. I believe it was having night service in too, wasn't it? You'd see him Sunday night. Every now and then. And then before you know it, lo and behold, is that Johnny pulling up on Wednesday? Miracles happening. And that's what I thought. I thought, here goes God again. He's doing it again. He's got somebody that's putting the word in. He's got somebody that's paying attention, and something's happening on the inside of them to where they're drawn more to God and the things of God than they are the world. See, we don't have to deny the world. Just get closer to the Lord, and the things of the world seem to, the meaning of them, they drift away more. They just kind of fade out. They fade out. But he says, fight the good fight of faith. Well, I just don't feel like I got faith. Just keep putting the word in. You don't have to feel it. I don't understand nothing when I read it. Don't have to understand nothing. You don't have faith comes by hearing, hearing by. It don't say if you understand. It don't say if you know anything about it. It don't say none of that. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Now, if I can't go back, I'm a man of faith. I mean, I'm not scared of the devil, period. Let him blast bullets, cannons, whatever he wants. I'm not saying that boasting braggingly, but I have enough of the word in me and faith because of the word in me that I know on the inside that I am a warrior against darkness, and he bows to my words. I didn't do that, Johnny. I found out in there, the Bible, that Satan was stripped of power and it brought faith on the inside of me. I thought, glory to God. And I started realizing that Satan is not even my problem. He's not even an issue. He's here. He's the God of this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Now I got to have this supernatural working because I'm in this world to energize my mortal flesh, to give me strength, to carry on, to give me strength to walk. I started realizing all of that, and I looked in the mirror one morning, and God told me, he said, see, Satan is not your problem. He said, you are looking at the problem. Us. He said, now, there's an easy way to fix that problem. He said, focus on me. Go after me. Don't focus on the enemy. Don't focus on your troubles. Don't focus on what it looks like. Don't focus on what it feels like. Focus on the word of God and the answer and pray it out of your mouth. No weapons formed. Instead of me going to work saying, oh, Teresa, here she is again. Good God Almighty. I mean, that woman, I can't live with her and I can't live without her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For you know it, they didn't hear none of that stuff at work. And it wasn't because I'm trying to show myself spiritual to them. I started getting in that word and filling myself with the word. Teresa's downloading sermons off of the dial-up. Took her 2 or 3 days to get us a sermon. Now we're listening to the sermons at home, and I'm remodeling the trailer, and she's got a series on marriage because she wants her marriage better. And I'm like, good Lord, have I got to hear this on marriage? Oh. That's the way the flesh is. For you know it, I'm like, I'm glad I'm married, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm glad I got my problem. What happened? That word coming on that and getting in our ears and into our spirit, what's happening? We're being built up and I don't even really realize that I'm being built up. And then I thought, hey, man, if it works on marriage, it'll work on money. So we get some sermons in on money, Mac. You know, praise God. I don't like being broke. I didn't like being broke down there. I won't buy me a nice car, and I'm broke. I ain't got no credit. I can't, and there ain't nobody helping me because I don't pay nobody back. I'm a Christian now. That don't mean nothing. I've had them tell me it don't mean nothing. We still don't know if you're going to pay us back or not. Just because you say you're a Christian, I ain't giving you no merit over here. And so I thought, well, it'll work on money. But God, so I get in there, and the first thing I start finding out, God says, give. And I thought, gosh, give. Man, nah, man. I need to get, Lord, get. Come and give me some scriptures on get. And he did. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosoms. I'm on the job today, and this guy, I did his door 6-7 years ago, and he's a Christian, and he talks about the Lord when I'm around him. That's a good thing. He's a busy man. The Lord's done raised his business up. He walked up to me, and he said, you know what I'm going to do one day? I've been saying it for years. I said, what's that, man? He said, I'm gonna write a check and build a church. I don't even know where we're going to build it. Don't know who's going to pastor it. He said, but I've been feeling it for a lot of years now. I said, don't let it go. Keep it. Keep that. And then he walks over to me and he said, you know, God don't care for us having things. And I said, no, sir, he don't. I said, but he don't want things to have us. I said, he wants us to be in control. If he tells me to give my truck away, I give the title to him and sign it off. I said, but that's why I've got trucks today paid off. I told him, I said, you know, I said just like with in Deuteronomy over there, he tells us about all the blessings that'll come on us and overtake us and all of that. And he said, oh yeah, oh yeah. I said, but he warns us right after all the blessings. He said, when I've increased your herds and I've increased your flocks and I've increased your marriage and you're living in houses and all that, don't forget me. I said, all we got to do, I told my wife not too long ago, and people can get mad if they want to. I've been on this road for 20-something years trying to learn and still trying to learn how to be obedient and walk with God so that these blessings come on me like the Bible says. He says, if I will hearken to the voice of the Lord, my God, and do all that he commands, all these blessings, and I've been doing, and I looked at him, and I said, listen, man, I said, time you're my age, if you keep going like you're going, I said, you'll be where I'm at. I said, I'm in a place I've been believing for 20-something years. I said, I am living it right now. I said, you looking at me, and I don't even have to be here in your presence, but I like working. So enjoy the journey. I can't have to work too hard. Get your mind off all that. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I was thinking about levels that I have been on, you know, different levels. He says he takes us from faith to faith and from glory to glory, right? He takes us from one level of faith to another level of faith. And when that you can say this, one another level of joy, another level of joy, another level of peace, another level. As the faith is working, all of these things are coming. Those are fruits of the Spirit of God, Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, hallelujah, long-suffering, faithfulness, temperance. He said, against such, there no law can be against it. So he says, fight the good fight of faith. A lady told me one time, she said, I just don't have faith like you do. I said, are you born again, ma'am? Well, yeah, I'm saved. I said, well, then how can you say you don't have faith? I said, has God got different faiths for different people? Well, no, I mean, since you say that, I mean, I said, you know, you want to know why? That I'm in maybe a different level of faith than you are? Yeah, that's why I'm asking you to pray for me. I said, you ain't reading your Bible like I do. You're not doing the things that people that are gaining faith, what they're doing to maintain and grow and develop. Now, I wasn't saying that to make her upset. I mean, she wanted to know. So I can lay hands on her and pray for her and all of that, and she can go right on doing what she was doing and not gain anything, going to heaven, but you're suffering all through here and you want Jesus to come. Oh, Lord Jesus, come. A guy told me one time, he said, God, I wish he'd come get me this hell on earth that I'm having to go through. I said, I'm glad Jesus didn't think that. Take me out of here before I have to go to that cross, Lord. He didn't want to go through it either. He didn't want those trials either. But Jesus, the Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Now see, we can have that same joy that Jesus had that caused him to go through and stand strong and never waver and go to that cross. We have the same spirit on the inside of us that was in Jesus, according to Paul. He says, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead abides in us, he'll quicken our mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in us. I looked at that young man that's on his way up, and he is. He's making money. He is a lot of it. I looked at him and I told him, I said, Saul, I said, in the Bible, and he perks up when you start talking. He's listening. I said, Saul, in the Bible. I said, he got up there when he got plenty and all of that. I said, and he quit obeying the Lord. I said, and the Lord told, I said, and the kingdom was stripped from him. I said, God didn't do it. I said, he done it. I said, God told him, he said, when you were little, Saul. I said, what that meant to him is when you needed me, when you didn't have nothing, when you were desperate for me, when you read your Bible, when you fasted and when you prayed and when you sought the Lord and when you got on top of things when the enemy come. you had your reliance. And I looked at him. I said, all that means to us today, I said, is we need the Lord now more than we ever have, no matter where we get to in life. And it's not because the days are evil. They are, but evil's been around. What has been will be again, the Bible says. This Sodom and Gomorrah, I mean, you see it happening again. It's going to get worse and worse. And I'm not going to get in a pity party, and I'm not going to lay down my faith, and I'm not going to quit running the race, and I'm not going to let down on the promises. I'm not going to get oppressed with it. I'm going to believe God through all the battles, but I've got to go in a deep in the Word. Joshua 1:8, that I'm famous to preach that. He told Joshua, he said, meditate on my Word day and night. You know what that means? Put your sermon on in the morning. Read the Bible a little bit. You know, I mean, if you meditate on two verses till you know where it's at without going to it, quote you, bravo! Bravo! Don't try to eat three steaks at one meal. Chew up one. Get half of it and eat it, so to speak. Think on it. I mean, Travis, he can eat a foot long. I mean, it's about 4.5 minutes. You know, I mean, the boy can swallow one of them, man. And I'm thinking, God, man, why don't you just get a bite and chew it and taste it? You know, taste it. Just taste it, you know. I mean, I swallowed that foot long, and I'm like, wonder if there's any mustard on there. I was eating it so fast I can't tell. Didn't enjoy the foot long, you know. That's the way the Word. Don't try to just pile it all in a week. I mean, listen and meditate on what you listen to. Read and then meditate. And before you know it, God will begin to quicken you while you're listening. He'll quicken you to a little nugget here, a little nugget there, a little bit here, a little bit there. That's what the Bible says. Here a little, there a little. See, in a strong spiritual person really is built strong over time. Time is not your enemy. Time is good for you. Time and trials are good for us. I mean, you know, somebody asked me today, they said, now, which one of them's your daddy, Alton or Allen? I said, no, that's my brother's. He said, well, who was your daddy? And I said, he was Travis Weston. He said, well, I don't think I ever knew him. Well, you know what? I looked at him, and I was a sad puppy when Dad left. I didn't have Jesus. But when Mom left, it was a whole different ball game. I was not going to be oppressed for a year. And so anyways, he looked at me, and he said, no, I don't reckon I know you. I said, oh, probably not. I said, my dad's been gone nearly 30 years, probably 30 years, I guess. You know, he's been gone. And I left, and I thought, I don't have any oppression about that. I love my dad. I still, 30 years later, miss my dad. I wished he had a new Travis. I wished he had a new the grandkids. Oh, he would have tried to spoil them. We'd have had to stop him. We'd have had to stop him. Look, little Aiden and Aubrey, we'd have had to put a lid on it because he didn't believe in spanking something he loved real good. He wasn't right. But you know what? One day I'm going to show up, and I'm not just going to barely climb up into heaven. I'm going to slide in there, wah, like that, you know, and Satan's going to be, whoo, I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he's off of the planet, man. He'd give me hell down there. His church give me hell. They wouldn't listen to nothing I said, man. They said get a divorce, they wouldn't do it. I tried to get them to not give, and but God, they just would not stop. I'm glad they're out of here. And then Dad's going to be there, hey, if he was born again. Been waiting on you, boy. No, I said, look at here, Dad, look. This is your great-grandkid, man. This came out of your quiver. And they know God. See, that gives me joy. to know that my daddy will meet my son and my grandkids and their grandkids if Jesus don't come back. Because, see, we got to think long term. We can't think right now and how things feel right now and how our body feels right now. We got to walk with God and get stronger and stronger and stronger. And as the world gets darker, we will shine brighter. That means we'll have victory and we'll be stronger. We'll be stronger. And people are, I mean, there's a vision for this church. I had a vision one time. And see, when God gives us a vision, it's not really ours. It's His. And we can get excited and all that because we're in it. We're in it, man. And I had this vision and I could see me. I'm up and I'm watching a pyramid of people. I'm talking about masses of people. And I'm out in front. I could see me out in front. I could see it was me, but I was dressed just like everybody was dressed in white. Everybody was in white. But I'm out front. I'm out front out there, and I'm like, man, what's this, man? You know, and then wasn't just a few days after that, a week or two, one of the guys that I won to Jesus that I used to would kill, my first convert, was a Hispanic. I had an ugly heart concerning anybody that wasn't white. I didn't know that I was Indian. The Indians ain't white. Are they? Praise God. But anyways, he's at the flea market. Shouldn't have been there, but he was. On Sunday, he went to the flea market. He brought me that over there. He said, hey, man, I was at the flea market, man. He said, I went by and I seen that. He said, I thought I got to get that for Brother Scotty. It was the vision. So why I'm saying that is here we are down here in Blountsville in 2023, and we're not surviving, we're thriving. Come on, somebody, we ain't surviving, we're thriving. But we got these behind us, they might be surviving. They might be surviving. And so it gets wider and wider. They just might be surviving. They might be going through their stuff and wondering if they're going to make it and wondering if God will ever bless them. And here we are out here saying, oh, we're not thriving. We're not surviving. We're thriving. And then they get in there. They get in there and they say, well, let's walk with them. Let's go to that church. Let's go to that church. I've heard the stories of their marriages, and I've heard how they preach on the word, and I know how I feel when I'm in their presence. I feel like I can make it. I feel like I can go on because in every time I go to church, I get something. Every time I hear a sermon or something, I get something that's changing my life. But you know, if we lay down the baton and lay down the good fight, lay down our faith, you know, and all of that. I mean, I heard a preacher one time, he said, you know, a woman invited me to church, and she was sad looking. Sad. He said, looked like she had just pulled a lemon out of her mouth. You know how they'll make you, French, you want to go to church with us? He said, and I thought, I can't go to that church. If she's dead and that church is that dead, I don't want to go there. Because I'm alive, and I'll be dead when I leave there. You know, I want to go, you know. But you know what? When we're going through trials and all that stuff, people told me when I come out of 2007-8 and I would tell them the story how I was 3 months behind and all that, and they'd say, we never knew it. We didn't ever knew it. I said, because faith kept me. I said, and when I had faith and when I was in faith, I said, I had joy. I had a confidence that I knew that I was coming out. I said, that's why. I said, this is the people of God that we go through and we work it out and we work with God and we work with the Holy Spirit and we fast and we pray and we let God heal us, whatever He needs to do, and people don't even know we've been through. And we tell it and they're like, we're going through that too, man. And then they'll say, if they can make it, we can make it. I've had people to tell me, I know, if God can help you make it, I can make it. And I'll be like, you are exactly right. Well, what's happening? They're watching our life because but we won't have that. We won't have that shining if we're giving in and laying our faith down. And even if we got faith, we got to use it. You know, and even after we get faith, we got to keep building and building and edifying. God was showing me things spiritually in this. I've always wanted pun. I mean, I had a bunch of puns back then, and I took Travis fishing. I taught him how to drive a stick shift with a trailer. That's the first thing I did. I taught him how to drive a stick shift with, and I put a trailer behind it. I'm going to learn him how to back up at 8 or 9 years old with a trailer on there. And so I had puns, and we'd go fishing, you know. And then as the older folk that I knew died off and the kids got it, they cut me off, you know. Nice puns around cut me off. So I've had desires all the time to get a pun, to have my own pun. One day I'd say, well, one day I'll have my own pun. I'll have my own pun, bless God. My mind would say, oh, you're dumb. You don't know how to build a pun. Well, I built a bunch and they leaked, Mac. Spent months. I built one down there. I've got two successful. I got three now. Three. I got three puns. Tracy, I said, you want to go? And she wrote over there. I said, look at that pun. Well, at first, and I dug down there, Mac. I dug it, and I didn't really go down deep enough, so the dam was leaking. And I didn't have no way to fix it. And I couldn't dig it deep as I wanted to because I didn't have the right equipment. Well, time goes on. All of a sudden, I started desiring a bulldozer. I thought, oh, man, this will be the 18th one, man. I don't know if I want another one or not. You know, anyways, the Lord lined this up, one right here in Bluntsville. So I looked at it, you know, and I said, well, bless God, I got cash to pay for that. I ain't got to borrow the money or anything. Got to bring you to that place. And I go get it. Now I'm gung-ho. Boy, that vision fired right back up. So I go down there, and I go at the bottom of that thing, and I dig down under that dam till I could bury that dozer under the dam where it was leaking. I dug that baby out, nearly got the big dozer stuck. I went and got me a bunch of chert, and I went in. What am I doing? I'm fortifying my dream. Well, I don't want a pun. Well, what do you want? Ain't about a pun. I was fortifying my dream. So, packed her in. Teresa, I said, look at that pun. Man, it started running over. I had a pipe, and I had to go build the dam up because it's running over the dam instead of going out the pipe. So I had to go fix. That baby ain't losing no water. Praise God. I've got three puns. He said, delight ourselves in the Lord. Delight yourself, therefore, in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. And He will bring it to pass. You attacked in your body something? Well, don't get out of faith. Just stay in faith. I've been attacked for 30 years, and I mean, every time I get an attack, I say, somehow, this is going to work to my good, but God, I'm not going to start confessing how I feel. I'm just going to walk and walk and walk and believe God and tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. As I go, I'm healed. I say it every day. I talked to my pancreas this morning. I talked to my lungs this morning. I talked to my heart this morning. I talked to my liver. I talked to my bone marrow this morning. I talked to my sinuses this morning. I talked to them. Why? Because the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, Scotty was healed. The Bible says over there in Acts, He said they were healed. Some were healed as they went. And so, in order for me to have what that Bible says, I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'll just give you a good example. I don't always feel cheerio. I don't always feel like going to work. I don't always feel like going to church. I don't want to get up, and I'm sure April don't. 11 hours is straight down here. But you know what? God's going to give her grace, and she's going to sleep. He gives His beloved sweet sleep and rest. And tomorrow she's going to get up, go preach again. I ain't going to work. I'm going to preach. She said, I'm quiet around y'all, but when I get up there, I can't shut up. Well, that's the way I was. Persecution will get you quick, but just hang in there and don't quit. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Put some word in this week. Try it a few days. Do more. Read a little bit more. Talk a little more to God. Do something you wasn't doing. Go a little bit deeper. And I'm telling you, don't try to feel whether it's working or not. Just do it. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, the Bible says. Don't feel, because feelings will come. They will come. Feelings will change. Things will change. Emotions will change. Man or woman, that Bible goes in and it does a work. That's why the Paul said, the word is working mightily in me. He had put it in, till it was transforming him, transforming the way he felt in his heart and thinking and all of that, and then told us, the word's working mightily. Work it. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we thank you.